Blog Talk Radio.
Hey everybody, happy Thursday. Happy Thursday before IPE World, which Midwest Muscle P4P Real Talk is gearing up to attend this Saturday. But before we do that, this program is sponsored by P4P Muscles, the number one drug-free sponsorship in the world. If you are a drug-free athlete and are looking for a solid foundation to stand on, as well as a vehicle to drive your goals, like what, Kaylin Patterson? Well, nothing like being left hanging by your PIC. Hopefully he's going to be back in. I think he's still traveling and had lost his connection. So, like a Mack truck through ice cream, you guys know. Check us out at p4pmuscle.com, and now let's talk. I am Desiree Fletcher, and hopefully I'll be joined soon by my co-host and partner in crime, Kaylin Patterson. And together we are P4P Real Talk. So if any of you had been with us on Tuesday, we were covering an incident that happened where an athlete was getting ready to compete at the DFAC Worlds, DFAC, and during registration, so before she even got to the polygraph, before she even hit the stage, before anything, was listing all of the supplements that she had been taking and discovered at that moment that she had been taking a product that was on the banned substance list. And truly devastated at the time, but she withdrew, did not continue to compete. But our discussion was primarily centered around what happened and how did she get to that point. And long story short, she was recommended a product. She was informed that it was WADA compliant, and it was not. And as you know, Kaylin and I have talked pretty extensively about just whose responsibility is it when it comes to determining what it is that you're putting into your body and, you know, who truly is to blame when instances like this happen. And so had a pretty lengthy discussion on Tuesday. If you guys want to get the full story, please check out our archives, and you'll be able to listen and follow along there. But I think you should be able to catch up to speed basically with what we're going to be discussing here tonight. And I'm sorry, I just received a message from Kaylin, and he is trying to get patched through and is not having any luck. So if I sound a little distracted, it's because I'm trying to figure out how I can help him while carrying on with the show at the same time. So that's kind of where we are. So Kaylin and I wanted to bring you, getting back to the matter at hand. Oh, there you are. Woo!
Okay.
Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. You know, we have actually been pretty fortunate. We have had a few technical difficulties this year,
oh,
but it's
we've
nothing
had
like when we first got started. It's nothing like when we first got started, because I feel like we were having technical issues like every other week, if not every week. So we've actually been pretty blessed so far this season, and they seem to have worked themselves out pretty well. I can only remember one show where it was just, it seemed like all of the forces of nature were lined up against us.
We got
the
RV,
show still happened, but
Trina,
it was a difficult
and
one.
We got Julio, we had Deborah. I mean, we had every hurricane you could imagine. And then we had the lightning storm that basically shut everything off, and we couldn't even finish the show. So, yeah, we've had just about anything that can happen on a live show, we had happen. And we're not even talking about some of the call-ins. Yeesh.
Yeah. So to kind of bring you up to speed, I think you were able to hear what I was saying, Kaylin. I just couldn't hear you, but we found that you patched through. Awesome. Okay, so we have received some more feedback from several individuals based on our show on Tuesday, and we wanted to be sure that we shared that information with you. And, in fact, we even heard from Catherine Lombardo, which is the athlete that we were talking about in Tuesday's show. Catherine is the individual who learned that she had been taking a product that was not WADA compliant through her prep, was not aware of it until she got to registration. But, you know, once she did learn, although devastated, was very graceful about how she handled the actions from there. And I know that there are several of you out there who felt that Kaylin and I were a little too soft on her, because we have always had the stance of, well, it's the athlete's responsibility to know what it is that they're putting in their body. And you know what? You're right. It is the athlete's responsibility. But some of the new information that we learned, I think, that I wanted to be sure to share is that, and it's information we didn't have when we discussed on Tuesday, is that Catherine actually did more of the due diligence that we did not understand that she did. So I'm going to get into that detail a little bit more. But then I also just want to reiterate that this is a very still unique circumstance. Okay, so yes, we need to be responsible for what we put into our bodies. But, you know, most of the time when we're discussing this, these are athletes who actually competed, failed their drug screening, and then were feigning ignorance after the fact. And not only were they saying they didn't know what they were taking, but then they didn't want to share what they were taking so that other athletes could benefit and not make the same mistake. And I'm sorry, in my mind, that's just a disconnect. If you truly didn't understand that you were taking something that was not WADA compliant, then there, what's the harm in saying what the product is? Now, I know there might be some that say, well, legal concerns, and we didn't know if we mentioned the product that, you know, if they could come back. Well, if it's fact that the ingredients are not WADA compliant and the ingredients are listed on the bottle and that substance shows up on the WADA list as a banned substance, that's fact. There's nothing defamatory about that. It just is what
that's
it
right.
is. So there really is no drawback from sharing what that product was. And in this instance, Catherine shared what the product was. I know she's a little concerned about first. She shared that with me when I spoke to her this morning. But that's just, in my mind, some of the differentiating factors. I mean, and some of the products that they've taken are just so blatantly banned. I mean, there's no way that they could even claim ignorance on that. So just everything is not always black and white. A lot of the times we like to try to think that it is, and even Kaylin and I can be guilty of that, no doubt. But, you know, most times when we are discussing athlete responsibility, and we're not backing down from that by any means, it's usually after the fact. And so I said it on Tuesday, and I'll say it again tonight, and then I'm just going to move on because I know you guys get tired of hearing the horse beaten 101 times. But I have much respect for her for the way she handled the situation. Because she could have, you know, she could have tried to pull strings. Her brother was a co-founder of DFAC. There's a lot of things that she could have done, but she didn't do them. She didn't try to seek preferential treatment. She didn't try to throw a fit. She didn't try to hide it. She didn't try to do anything except for just withdraw because she had too much respect for the sport. And so she gets cool points for that. Okay, so two things.
Yes.
Two things that we had suggested that I had thrown out there on the show on Tuesday was that, okay, so there is a Facebook page out there. We shared it on Midwest Muscle where athletes, it's a private group, but you can get invited to view the information, but it's a closed group where athletes can safely share pictures, labels, ingredient lists of products, and seek additional clarification of whether or not a product is WADA compliant or not. So in the instance of the story that we're dealing with and the athlete that we're dealing with of Catherine Lombardo, she shared, and if you check it out, if you check her Facebook page, you'll see that all her posts are very recent, just dating back to October or so, this early fall, she just joined Facebook. So she is not social media savvy. She's the first one to admit it. And the reason that she joined Facebook was because her daughter's Girl Scout troop does a lot of their activities and updates on Facebook. So she had just joined. So she wasn't aware that the Facebook group existed. And, you know, there's probably a lot of athletes out there that don't know it exists either. So that's why, again, I think it bears repeating. If you don't know it exists, now you do. You can check out the Midwest Muscle Facebook page just to see exactly which page it is, and then share it with a friend. Let's get that information out there. That's how we help each other, is that we get more information out there and we share. And then
yes.
Secondly, and this is another point that I wanted to make clear, and it's not so much in defense of Catherine, but I want to make sure that no other athletes fall prey to this. But before she had even gotten a response from her coach on whether or not Chlorhard was WADA compliant, she did go to the site. She did go to the WADA site, and she attempted to use it. And not being very technologically savvy, I can see how an athlete who is not familiar with the site, not used to going to the site, who maybe didn't spend a lot of time digging through it because maybe you didn't feel like you need to. And actually, you know, you wouldn't. You would think if you go to the site, right up on the top navigation, there's a search function. You click that, and it says it searches the whole site. And so if you type in Chlorhard, or if you type in beta-2 antagonist, or you type in any of the red flags for the into the search function, and I tried it, so if anyone else out there tries it and comes up with a different result, please let me know. But I just went there. I used the search function. I typed in Chlorhard, and under substance and prohibited methods, it says zero. Nothing came up. I also typed in beta-2 antagonist. Again, nothing came up in the search. Now, what you need to understand is there's another place in the site that you can go that will help you to do your research further. Okay, so the question is, what site am I talking about? I'm talking about the World Anti-Doping Agency site. So WADA-AMA.org, the WADA site. And they have their banned substance list listed on that site. So if you go there and check it out, and I'm assuming a lot of you are, so check out the search function, see if it works differently for you. The reason that I'm sharing this again is that I want to make sure that we're all more educated on what it is that we're looking at, because I don't want any other athletes to, you know, fall victim to something like this. So the search function did not turn up anything for me. But the trick of the matter is, and it's not been really a trick, but in the navigation it says who we are, what we do, what is prohibited, and resources. If you click on the what is prohibited page, it has a link to the prohibited list, but then it also has subsections that say prohibited at all times, prohibited in competition, prohibited in particular sports. So if you click on the prohibited at all times link right there, it's like the fourth section down, it says beta-2 agonist, I should say. I'm pronouncing it wrong, but beta-2 agonist. Even though I had typed in beta-2 agonist, I didn't get anything, and I don't know if it has to be, you know, if it has to be particularly with, or even if you spell it wrong, I guess is what it's not going to pop up for you. So you have to make sure that you absolutely have the correct spelling. You can't just go by product names. I'm getting more feedback here. Andrea Castillo says you won't find product names there. So if you're just searching by product names or you have a wrong spelling, it's not going to show up for you, folks. So, you know, I believe, I don't know, call me naive. You can call me whatever you want to call me. I believe Catherine did try to go to the site. I believe that she did do a search. I believe her search was not done correctly. I believe she did not understand that she needed to go to what is prohibited, and therefore the site did not work for her. And so this is not so much, again, not defending her, although I think she tried to do what she needed to do. She tried to do her due diligence. I just want to make sure that everyone listening, double-check your spelling, please. Search by ingredients, and then be sure to go to the what is prohibited section of the site, and that will be more helpful to you than just trying to search alone.
Yes.
Anything to add to that?
Well, yeah. I'm going to go back a little bit on what you said. Go back. When I say go back, not on what you said, but what you were talking about earlier. And that's with the substance itself, you know, when you were talking about the checking. And I'm telling you, every supplement, every legitimate supplement company is worried about this simply because this hurts product, this hurts business. When you don't have a label that's basically exactly what's in the product itself, there is a problem. So anybody in their right mind would not want to harm their own business and not ensure that there wasn't some kind of contamination, there wasn't some kind of outside influence, because, you know, we've had that with, product tampering, and that's why we have all these seals and, you know, caps and everything else that are going on. So this is not something new to this nation, but this is something new, I guess, to the knowledge of the competitor coming from supplements. By no means is this in any way acceptable. And I hope people don't sit there and think that because one person or one product is basically banned and not being brought out, because it is. And like Des was saying, it's on, we have pages, and I really believe that she was just ignorant. And I'm not saying stupid. I'm saying ignorant of what was going on, and she just got ensnared in something that she didn't even know was going on. So, you know, like I said, I've been on the side of losing to someone who had been openly cheating, and it's always the point where they basically say, you know, my career, my reputation, my pride, my ego, and there's nothing salvageable about anything with, you know, how to save the next person, how to look out for the next guy, or what you're doing to basically ensure this doesn't happen to anyone else. It's all about me, and that's all that matters, because, you know, it was always about me. This is a lady that reached out and said, no, I want to help you, and I want to make sure no one else feels this kind of hurt or embarrassment or shame, you know, often not knowing or not being able to see further down the road. And, you know, Des and I were saying before the show started, hindsight is great, but it doesn't do anything for the person that's suffering right now. And if we can't look at the person as a human being and not just a target, then we ourselves have an issue, and we need to seriously do some self-evaluation. Because Des and I are incredibly hard on the people that basically openly cheat to deceive and deceit the industry, the venue, the promoter, and their fellow competitors. That never changes. That never will change. What we do understand, especially as Christians, is that mistakes happen. And a lot of times people are caught up in situations that they don't truly understand or comprehend. And that is what we're saying, and I have to stand on that. I have to. I mean, like, if the world is going to be mad at me, then you guys can be mad, but I'm telling you, these things, you can't do one person falls under the same weight of someone that's incredibly guilty, and you have somebody that made a mistake. And that's what Des and I both think this is. And, you know, our hearts go out for her and her family and her husband and everybody else that had to suffer along with her for something she didn't see coming.
Yep. So, not to throw core nutritionals totally under the bus. They make several products, and we're not trying to do that. We're not trying it at all. We're just trying to share information, protect our naturals the best that we can. So Core, several of their products are perfectly suitable for natural athletes. They produce high-quality supplements. According to David J., who is very knowledgeable in the area of supplements, water compliance, and all their products that are in there, and Kaylin can share more with you about his background, there are three that he recommends that athletes competing under full water regulations should avoid. And I want to stress full water regulations because not all organizations enforce full water regulations. Some are very close, but not all of them are 100%. So just keep that in mind. Take it for what it's worth. But the three that he recommends athletes competing under full water regulations should avoid, and so the DFAC is an example of an organization that claims to follow full water regulations. So those three are Core Alpha, Core Hard, and Core Zap. Research them, look them up, but those are the ones that David J. recommends not to take if you are a natty competing under full water regulations. And we also had some feedback from Rich Fitter, who's another industry vet, and he says, I personally use a number of core products without any issue, and I have no qualms about recommending those that are suitable for water-tested organizations. Just as with any company, athletes need to research every product they plan on using to ensure it abides by their respective federation's banned substance list. He said, I appreciate Doug's continued support of the DFAC and his attention to providing our athletes with high-quality products that fit our banned substance requirements. So, long story short, what we're saying here, CORE offers several quality products that natural athletes do not have to worry about taking, but they have a few that aren't for you. And as I said, they were CORE Alpha, CORE Hard, and CORE Zap. And so that is what I have for that. Kaylin.
Okay, this one's from Carla and Sam. Well, you know, female Sam. I don't want to get her confused with the male Sam, but they both want to know the ingredients for the ones that are banned, if it's more than just that beta.
You know what? I've got the short list here. I can't even begin to pronounce everything that's in it, so I'm not even going to try, but I will go ahead and put this short list on Midwest Muscle, and you guys can check it out there and just continue to look in it and do your backgrounding and research from there.
Okay. And I've got to respond for Davey because he's almost like if anybody knows Dr. Joe, they know that he's almost a hermit with the way he studies and does research and background information. If they want to correlate anything to that, you can correlate Davey J when it comes to supplements because he's very keen on natural athletes having the ability to stay natural, like Des was saying. And he's very knowledgeable on it simply because he doesn't sleep when it comes to hearing about a new product. He wants to know, and that's the reason he started the page. So the ones that he didn't know were coming about are basically coming into the mainstream. He would find out sooner the natural's natural. And if you really understand, most passionate individuals will find a way, they'll find the time, and they'll find the information because they are so passionate about what they do. And I'm thankful for him, and he's very informative, and he responds immediately to it. So if there's something that you guys have a question about, you know, don't sit there and keep silent on it. Send that information in. If you have to send it to Dad and I, and we'll get that information to him because it is good to know, and knowledge is power. That there's no, that's not just a statement or a cliche. That's the truth.
And there you go. So I'm getting ready to post that information, folks. And And that will be out there. So, and again, like I said, we don't want to spend a ton of time on this. I think we covered mostly what we wanted to say and share.
Yes.
You can check the archives to get the full story, which has also been shared in various posts throughout Midwest Muscle. And again, I think, you know, athletes did the due diligence. It didn't work.
I want people to know about that SARMS article that we posted. This is very informative because there is, and I can't remember the name of the supplement company, but I know they were willing to go to court to basically keep poisoning people without their knowledge. And one basically wants to openly sell it with the understanding that it will damage the liver and destroy it. And so, you know, you have to be careful. It does pay to do your research. And don't go off somebody's word, not even our own. Do the research yourself, find out for yourself, and know for yourself so you'll know it's true. You won't have to basically ask questions if you do your own research. I remember the guy that always used to cheat off somebody's homework and grab the guy's science paper for instead of the math paper. The equations looked similar, but they were far from it, and he failed. And he's like, well, you know, you screwed me up. And he's like, what are you talking about? I turned in, and I got an A. And the other guy got an F. So just think about that. If this is saying, you know, he's getting it from a person he trusted, but he shouldn't have been taking his paper in the first place. But he ended up failing because he was cheating from the beginning. So, you know, eventually you'll get caught if you're a true cheater. But if you get the research done for yourself, you don't have to worry about cheating at all. Think about that. SARMs, it's off the Midwest Muscle page. We can repost it if we have to, so you don't have to search too far, because we deal a lot in the industry, so it might be way down the line. But I just wanted you to know that, you know, there's some very harmful supplements, and I put that in air quotes because they're not supplements at all. They're basically dealing death, and there's no difference in drug dealing to me. And I'll pass it back to Des.
All right. So, you know, this multitasking is not working for me so much tonight.
It's okay.
We're gonna get it going. But so just wanted to give you those updates, but we didn't want to spend the whole show
because we got a great weekend
points.
Coming up. Great weekend
we do
coming
have
up.
A great weekend coming up that I alluded to already. And actually, if
you
guys
well.
Are interested, oh, thank you very much. I wanted to kind of just run through a roll call of the pros that are going to be there this weekend.
Not P for P roll call.
You know, guys, you know how I can murder a name. There's no doubt about that. So I'm going to do my best. I apologize ahead of time if
I
only murder someone's
them.
Name.
Dez murders them.
No, I murder them. I murder them. I do. And,
I'm the butcher. Dez the murderer.
I'm looking at incredibly small print. So, again, I apologize ahead of time, but I'm going to do my best to go through this roll call, because there are a ton of pros that are going to be there. So this should be a fantastic show. Kaylin and I have even expanded our roadie crew so we can get as many of these interviews as possible. Win, no win, if there's a pro on site, we want to be talking to you. And amateurs, it's not that we don't love you. We love you, we love you. But you know what? When you hit that pro stage, that pro status, You deserve a little extra love, and
yes.
And that's just how I see it.
Wholeheartedly
so
agree.
Go. Pro women's bodybuilding. We have Michelle Bauer from Wisconsin, Christina Comparato, I hope, from Ohio, and then Renee McGibbon from Minnesota. So we've already got a diverse section there of the pro women's bodybuilding coming in, and there's actually a whole three. So I'm excited about that, because sometimes that category can be lacking. Sometimes it can, but, you know, shout out to those three ladies. Pro women's physique, we have Noelle Brew from Wisconsin, Theodora DeHaan, I think, Illinois, Nicole Higgins from California, Andrea Jordan from Missouri, Rebecca Sanow from Nebraska, Diane Smith from Kansas, and Joyce Thornton from Missouri as well. All right, here we go, guys. Pro men's bodybuilding. And if you hear a name and any of these folks are your favorite, let us know. Give them a shout out. We want to show them some love. Let them know their fans are rooting for them. We have Jason Fountain from Minnesota, R.E. Franklin. I know several of you know that name, from Virginia. Richard Lopez, Illinois. Charles Matthews, Missouri. Liam McKeon, Wisconsin. We know that name as well. Come on, P4P family. Brian Miner, Colorado. Benny Mobley, Washington. Bart. I don't know about that last name. Simangira, maybe? Illinois. Elijah Nagby, Missouri. Sam Okanula, Kalen. Illinois is going to be there. And the Terry, no one is going to outmuscle me start for Missouri, also going to be there. Craig Toth, Idaho. Anthony Wilkinson, Kansas. Carl Sievert from Minnesota. And Alberto Nunez, Colorado.
Yes.
So a lot of big
Alberto.
Names there that I'm sure, yes, Alberto, that you guys recognize. So stacked pro men's bodybuilding class there. So that's 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8. So 15, man, oh, man, I can't wait to see that. Okay, pro men's physique. We have Frederick Avery from Kansas, Jason Dooney from New Jersey, Jonathan Elkinberry from Kansas, Derek Grambling, New York, Jason Harris, Kansas, Dr. Delonte Khalil Hodges, New York, Oscar Leon, Missouri,
wow.
Terrell Maxwell, Texas. I'm going to say Damian Maxwell, maybe, Cincinnati. I'm not sure. And again, guys, I'm so sorry. I'm looking at small print. And again, you know I'm bad with names anyway.
Okay, hold on
there.
Hold up.
Eric Murphy. Oh, go ahead.
The Alberto Nunez we're talking about is pre-DMJ. Yes, that is very correct. You guys know your stuff. And he's very knowledgeable. And he's also very well known in the social mediums. So, yeah, he's going to be there. If you're going to be there, then you get to talk to somebody that's basically a wise guy. He knows his stuff, and he's kind of one of those Rain Men kind of fellows where he can just bring stuff up that he did 4 or 5 years ago, so he'll know exactly what you're talking about. I just wanted to pass it
on. No doubt. And we had him on P4P Real Talk. So, I mean, several of these folks we've had there, they're in the archives. Samuel Okunola, Alberto is there. Terry Starks is there. You can find them all in the archives. Eric Murphy, Oklahoma. So continuing in the pro men's physique category. Anthony Piper, Minnesota. Matthew Seedling, maybe? Wisconsin. Omar Salt, Texas. Michael Wittig, Oklahoma. Cyrus Russell, Maryland. And Rolando Lopez, Illinois. Pro figure, Allison Fehrenbach, Pennsylvania, Devin Fado, Massachusetts, I believe. Rachel Fountain, Minnesota. Andrea Green, Oregon. Andrea Harker, Missouri. Ruth Heitman, Nebraska. Mary Ann Barrow, Kansas. Rebecca Levin, or Levine, maybe, Nebraska. Lacey Moore, Nebraska. Kiki Peterson, Nebraska. Jesse Stapleton, Missouri. Stacy Stanger, Minnesota. Ramona Temple Gonzalez, New Mexico. I am loving seeing all of the different places these athletes are coming to attend IPE Worlds. All right, and here, Pro Bikini. Here's my bikini girls. Melanie Anderson, Minnesota. Anna De Leon, Texas. Carrie Ferris, Nebraska. Catherine Florindo, Kansas. Brittany Jarvis. I'm going to have to get back to that one. I'm not quite sure where she's from. Amanda Hansen, Minnesota. Jane Carlson. Oh, there goes Jane, Illinois. Ran into Jane at the Chi-Town Showdown. Alyssa Colby,
yes.
Wisconsin. Rebecca Olson, Minnesota. Claire Peterson, Wisconsin. Brittany Ramos, Iowa. That's right. If you remember, we interviewed Brittany at the Kansas City Natural earlier this year. She took third place on the pro stage there. Kimberly Schlitz, Nebraska. Megan Sukup, Minnesota. Sarah Tosky, Nebraska. Laura Tolzman, Minnesota. Allison Wardlow, Nebraska, and of course the name you probably all were waiting for, Misty Weatherford, Missouri,
yes,
and Catherine White,
yes,
Nebraska, and that wraps up the bikini pro competitors list and all of the pros that are going to be there this weekend. So a lot of great, stiff, hard, tough competition about ready to happen.
I don't want my mom mad at me.
So, given that list of names, Kaylin, what's your prediction? I'm putting you on the spot.
Oh,
what's your prediction?
You ain't putting me on the spot like that. No, indeed.
I'm putting you on.
But you know, there is one thing I've got to say, and that was this has had me frustrated for quite a while. And Ryan Doris had tapped on it some time back about what natural athletes look like. And, you know, it's a certain look that you got to work to and you got to aspire to. And it's a lot of sacrifice, a lot of dedication. And it's some tough work. And, you know, as you saw Alberto, and you know that, you know, he's not the biggest fella, but he's very defined and he's got very full muscle bellies. And I just happened to be on his Instagram account, and some of the comments were so mean. They were just so brutal. And I get it, you know, you're supposed to have these tough boy pants or, you know, big boy shorts or whatever you want to call it. But I think, you know, when we've become so negative and so destructive, you know, you have to ask the point, what is it serving? Because if you don't know, if you haven't seen the athlete live, then you really don't know what size they are. And I remember Ryan Doris took a picture next to an enhanced competitor, and it looked like basically a dad with his kid. So, you know, unless you have the information, or like Des and I were talking about with the supplements, doing your own research, and you don't know, just don't, you know, willy-nilly throw it out there that this person's using because they have a physique that you're not accustomed to. Because I don't think most people truly understand just how out of shape this nation is, and what is normal is not exactly right or healthy or fit. So we need to be mindful of that when we're critiquing others that have basically found a lifestyle that is different from what would be considered normal here or mainstream in society in this nation. And I'll just leave it alone.
Hey, and I say amen to that. And I tried to put Kalen on the spot. He wouldn't let me.
I know.
And I don't blame him, because if he tried to do the same thing to me, I would probably have the same response. But I will say this, Misty Weatherford has been on 4 pro stages this year. She's undefeated. So we'll see if we can make this 5. Jane Carlson earned her pro card this year, and I also believe she's been in a pro show and she finished top 5. I want to say 3rd, Jane. I'm sorry if I've got that placement wrong. I'm going by full memory recall, but I know she finished well. And again, Brittany Ramos. Competed earlier this year. She had a 3rd place finish at the KC Natural. So, you know, just ones off the top of my head that I'm recalling here. Pro Man's Bodybuilding.
Well, hold on.
Team Terry Stark.
Hold on. I got to put you on the spot because the listeners are putting you on the spot. And they said,
oh, my goodness. All right.
Starks in Peoria. Well, how do you think he's going to do at the world?
Well, see, and that's – so I was just going to say, Terry Starks, I've seen him a couple times this year. He's finished top 5 both times. And in Peoria, as far as size goes, he had it. I would have liked to have seen him come in a little bit leaner, because I think – and again, I'm going on total memory recall, but I feel like he was leaner in Kansas City than he was in Peoria. And Terry may tell me, you know, call me out and say I'm full of it, but that's just from my perspective. But if he comes in totally conditioned like we know he can come in, he is definitely going to be a force to be reckoned with. Sam Okunola as well. If he comes in better shape than he came in Kansas City, oh, my gosh, it is going to be a knockdown, drag-out fight. He finished 1st in that show. You know, Ari Franklin, he's been on fire so far this year. It's kind of a toss-up. And, again, Alberto looked great last time I saw him. So it could be really anybody's guess here. You know, Terry Starks always comes to compete. I would like to see him a little more conditioned. I'm sure he's tweaked some things since the Peoria show, and I know he's going to want it and he's going to be ready. So I guess we're just going to have to wait and see what happens. I don't know, Kalen, do you think I'm in the ballpark or totally off base?
I definitely agree with you talking about. I'm telling you, if you see Terry Starks in person, you know, for a natural athlete, for any athlete, he is a massive individual because he's one of the tallest bodybuilders that we have in the natural community. And so his height alone means it demands that he brings a bigger package because, you know, a skinny tall guy can never stand next to a stocky short guy. And he found a way to match up the size because I don't know if you remember, when he did his front lat spread, he basically, and you had to ask for space on stage because he was just that massive. And like you said, he's got size all day. And like I have to concur with my co-host and my PIC because he definitely needed to be more conditioned standing next to Jay Johnson because Jay was the real deal at the Peoria show. And because of his conditioning, he looked even more massive than he did because of the conditioning that Terry needed. And with those kinds of names and Sam, Terry's got to come in more conditioned because Sam has just he's like the bodybuilding, the men's bodybuilding side for Misty, where he hasn't lost all year. He's just been coming in and wrecking up. So if you're not ready to step on stage against Sam, then you're ready for second place because he's the one that people have to beat this year. Because I think other than Phil Ricardo, he's the only other one that hasn't lost all year on the stage that they've shared. So if those two meet up, that will be impressive. I don't know if Rico's going to be there. And by Rico, I'm sorry, guys, Phil Ricardo Jr. And if he shows up, it is going to be a knockdown drag off because that you're talking about basically the undefeated coming together at the Worlds. And I know, like Dez has always said, competitors go to compete. And if you see a name on there mm-hmm. that you want to stand on stage with, that's who you want to match up against, and that's the show that most people start gunning for. And like I said, in the natural community, aside from the Natural Olympia, which is also happening this weekend, the Kansas City shows are where you go to compete other than St. Louis, but that's still in the same region. I think there's, what, 2-3 hours drive difference? But that's where everybody's been going to step on stage and get it. I love what Brian McCabe has done. I love what Leaf has done with giving, you know, other alternative places to find true competition. Because we definitely learned that Minnesota they've got a stacked deck when it comes to their own local competitors. Imagine what happens when you get that many big names going up there, and Sam has done that as well. So I'm really impressed with where the national community is going, but the world is going to be huge, huge. And there's all kinds of competitors coming in here, and you're talking about top names. So they know they had to bring it, so I'm excited. I know Dez is as well. And like she said, we're bringing extra people to make sure we give you all the coverage that we can get. And we put Keith Hunter on the spot to give us all access to make sure that we can catch everybody at their best and see them at their best and talk to as many people as possible.
And there you have it. So be watching Midwest Muscle over the weekend and, you know, talk about technical difficulties. I think my Wi-Fi is out. So as soon as I get that rebooted, I will get that information about the products we discussed earlier posted. But other than that, stay tuned. And I believe that's a wrap. Kaylin Patterson, any last-minute questions?
No, everybody was wondering if Missy was going to be there, and then you finally came through and answered. So, you know, they all said thank you, and they put a lot of smiley face emojis. So you really helped them out with that.
So there you go. All right, then, dude. Snickerdoodle shout out.
Snickerdoodle, snickerfoodle.
And there you have it. On behalf of Kaylin, myself, and the boys at P Muscle, where it's all third party tested, your body is a temple. So let's build it
with Snickerdoodle.